USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a series of tweets and comments from President Trump threatening to do so, the Secretary of Defense says the U.S. military would never target Iranian cultural sites in any attacks. Trump had said the U.S. military has chosen 52 targets to strike, including non-military sites, if Iran retaliates for the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian general. But yesterday, Secretary Mark Esper said the U.S. will follow, quote, the laws of armed conflict. On the Senate floor yesterday, GOP leader Mitch McConnell was continuing his harsh criticism of Democrats for the ongoing impeachment trial impasse.
They should not disdain our Constitution by rushing through a purely partisan impeachment process and then toying around with it.
Another earthquake hits Puerto Rico, a magnitude 6.5 this morning after yesterday's 5.8. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Despite rumors and reported requests that he do so, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not looking to return to Congress, reportedly telling Senate GOP leaders he won't run for a Senate seat in Kansas, the state he represented in the House before he was tapped to run the CIA and later the State Department. Republican leaders have hoped that he'd run for the seat of retiring Senator Pat Roberts. A 9-year-old New York girl was among five people killed in that chain reaction crash on the Pennsylvania Turnpike Sunday morning. The NTSB investigation's underway. Yesterday, board member Jennifer Homendy discussed what she saw at the scene.
We looked at the motor coach, we looked at the FedEx truck and one of the UPS trucks and two of the trailers, and I thought it was devastating.
Pier 1 Imports will be closing nearly half of its stores soon, and it's reportedly nearing a bankruptcy filing. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Democratic Georgia Congressman John Lewis is getting some support from another high-profile cancer patient after announcing his diagnosis of pancreatic cancer late last month. Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer last March. Trebek telling an interviewer his message for Congressman Lewis is, quote, "Let's see if we can both complete this year as cancer survivors." San Francisco State University researchers say they believe many of us are addicted to the constant pings, chimes, and other alerts from our devices and are unable to ignore emails, texts, and images because of that. Here's John Clemens with more.
If that got your attention, you might be one of the people Dr. Eric Pepper has reported on in a new study published in Neuroregulation. Pepper believes overuse of smartphones is like any other type of substance abuse, even opioids. In the survey, it was found those who used their phones the most reported higher levels of feeling isolated, lonely, depressed, and even anxious. It's believed that loneliness is partly a consequence of replacing face-to-face interactions with a form of communication where signals like body language cannot be interpreted. I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.